Dramatic reading C for use with step two, option A, gender identity and Jewish tradition. Eliot Rose Kukla was ordained as a rabbi by Hebrew Union College in Los Angeles in 2006 and trained in chaplaincy at the University of California Medical Center, UCSF, in 2007. In his essay, How I Met the Tum Tum, he quotes the ancient Jewish text, the Mishnah.
Rabbi Yoshi says, an androgynous, he, is a created being of her own. The sages could not decide if the androgynous is a man or a woman. But this is not true of a tum-tum, who is sometimes a man and sometimes a woman. Mishnah, Bikkurim, chapter 4, verse 5.
The first time I met the tum-tum, I was 20 years old and studying in an Orthodox yeshiva. I was new to religious Judaism, and I was falling in love with traditional texts fast and hard. I was captivated by the mysterious square Hebrew letters and the beautifully convoluted logic of the ancient rabbis. In a class on the Mishnah, the earliest layer of Jewish oral tradition, I found a startling text buried in a sheaf of handouts. The topic was the rules governing someone who takes an aesthetic vow. The rabbi said, this vow will be valid if and only if a son is born to him. However, if the baby turns out to be a daughter, a tum-tum, or an androgynous, he is not bound by this vow. Mishnah Nazir 2:7.
As soon as I read this perplexing text, I called over my teacher and excitedly asked her, who is this tum-tum? Oh, she answered, the tum-tum is a mythical beast that is neither male nor female, kind of like a unicorn that our sages invented in order to explore the limits of the law. Even though I knew next to nothing about Jewish texts and traditions, I had a feeling that my learned teacher might be wrong. I instantly identified with the tum-tum. I had spent a lifetime feeling homeless and adrift between the modern categories of male and female. When I met the tum-tum, I finally came home.
The rabbis of the Jewish sacred text, the Mishnah, who lived in the first two centuries of the Common Era, identify at least four possible genders or sexes, the zakar, male, and the nekeva, female, as well as two sexes that are neither male nor female, the tum-tum and the androgynos. They also had two other categories for gender identity that don't appear at birth, but develop later in life. The saris is born male, but later develops female traits. The iloni is born female, but later develops male traits.
All these genders appear frequently in classical Jewish text. The Mishnah, the Tosafta, the Babylonian Talmud, the Jerusalem Talmud, Midrash, and Halakha. The tum-tum appears 17 times in the Mishnah, 23 times in the Tosafta, 119 times in the Babylonian Talmud, 22 times in the Jerusalem Talmud, and hundreds of times in Midrash, commentaries, and Halakha. The androgynos appears 21 times in the Mishnah, 19 times in the Tosafta, 109 times in the Babylonian Talmud, and countless times in Midrash and Halakha. And yet gender diversity is seldom discussed as an integral part of Jewish sacred text or as a spiritual resource of our tradition.
The Midrash, for example, teaches that Adam, the first human being, was androgynos, Bereshit Rabbah 8. In the Babylonian Talmud, Yevamot 64a, the radical claim is made that both the first Jews, Abraham and Sarah, were actually tutumim, who later transitioned genders to become male and female. According to some of the most influential texts of our tradition, the first human being and the first Jews were gender non-conforming people.
The reason that my first Mishnah teacher told me that the tum-tum was a mythical creature is because most modern readers approach Jewish sacred texts with the presumption of finding a system of binary gender that is virtually identical to today's mainstream understanding that there are two, and only two, opposite sexes. According to this view, the tum-tum must be either a mythical creature or a statistical aberration.
End of dramatic reading C.